It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
I'm Renee Montagne. And David, you've seen, I'm sure, that video of the baby in the park getting snatched by the eagle, you know, the one with 39 million hits.
Yeah, all those hits, and it was totally fake.
Totally fake.
But, I mean, it'd be entertaining for a day, but probably not more than that.
Well, you know, NPR's Netta Ulaby, she, of course, covers social media, and she says that the online world has turned that proverbial 15 minutes of fame into 15 seconds.
So, I just looked up the most popular jokes and pictures people passed around in 2012. I spend way too much time looking at memes on the internet. Yet somehow, I missed a major one. Turns out, last June, a young woman in Texas uploaded a Justin Bieber fan video. She seemed a little unhinged.
Just made a list, all our future kids' names. Bartholomew, Claire, and Steve and Bryce.
The video was posted to Reddit in a thread called Overly Attached Girlfriend. It picked up over a million views within 48 hours. The media ran stories about it within days. In a few weeks, everyone forgot about it. These things used to have longer legs.
Daddy bit me.
Back in 2008, this video of a tiny British boy sticking his fingers in his baby brother's mouth got passed around for months and months and months and months. YouTube's trends manager, Kevin Alaka, says it's hard to imagine its popularity lasting so long today.
That stuff definitely still exists, but a lot of the most popular things that we're seeing now are starting to come from professionals at producing, you know, creativity and entertainment.
And this year, videos dropped in and out of our consciousness faster.
The speed with which these things happen just doesn't cease to amaze me.
This guy's job is to track how things get popular on YouTube, and he's amazed. He says in 2012, it was not just jokey stuff capturing our momentary attention.
My brother tried to escape.
A video about the Central African warlord, Joseph Kony, started showing up last March on Facebook and Twitter. It took only a few days for Kony 2012 to obliterate previous YouTube records, 30 million views a day. But the backlash came faster, too. Between criticism and controversy, Kony 2012 basically vanished from the cultural conversation within a month. Kevin Alaka.
Really made me think about the velocity with which we're operating right now and the pace of popularity for some of these videos.
Not just videos over the past year either. A couple of years ago, there were 32 million people playing Farmville on Facebook. They happily sent each other online cabbages and watered each other's crops. It took 2 years for the vast majority of players to lose interest. When this year's version of Farmville came out, it took only 3 months for the number of players to fall from a high of 7 million to around 2. Accelerating the pace of linking and poking might actually be an efficient way to be a human, says sociologist Marco Gonzalez.
That is how to be a more social person in today's world.
We are intensely social animals, hardwired to get pleasure from connecting online.
We're actually looking to be more social than ever before. Maybe to the point of a problem, right?
Maybe. Remember Binders Full of Women? Or the Olympic gymnast Michaela Maroney scowling on the podium with her medal? It's hard to keep up with the cultural conversation.
People cry and moan a lot about the decreasing attention span of America and America's youth.
Shayna Naomi Crockmall is a digital producer for Current TV.
I think everyone's attention span in America is at the best quartered from where it was even 5 years ago. I think absolutely.
Call it the quartering of the half-life. Crockmall thinks it's partly because of the strain on old media in a 24-hour news cycle. Memes are cool. They're plucked up, chewed on, spat out, and forgotten.
I think the kind of media we have now does really reward that intense, instant, obsessive focus. But how long can you do that for, right?
Not so long in a burgeoning online universe. This year, Facebook topped 1 billion users. More of us from all over the world are using the same social media, using it better and faster, and that means ever more information to pass around. Of course, some of it will not go away.
Open Gangnam Style.
Things tend to stick around if they're interactive. Something people can copy or remix. Social media used to be limited to computers. This was the year over 50% of American consumers had smartphones. So we have Twitter and Facebook in our pockets.
Andy Borowitz is a comedian who's worked successfully in old and new media.
Our access to the internet has just improved so dramatically over the last few years. We didn't have as much high-speed Wi-Fi 5 years ago as we have today. We didn't have high-speed networks on our phones the way we have them now.
Borowitz says personally, he's exhausted by the rapid-fire fire hose of information he gets on Twitter and Facebook. So this year, he's trying to read more books. It's balm, he says, for his overstimulated brain. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.